Thank you so much, Mr. President. Thank you so much also to Dr. Paul Kim Wee for the insightful presentation on subprogram 5. We appreciate UNCTAD's dedicated support through its mandate, particularly for the vulnerable countries such as LEC and Africa and CIS as well, specifically the proactive support of the recent developed CIS strategy, we call it in short ABAS. So on LECs, graduations remain significant milestone, highlighting the important targeted support that needs for the LECs. Therefore, we believe a holistic integration of tools like the vulnerable profiles, support, productive capacity index, and structural transformations initiative or program should be incorporated into a comprehensive package which is commendable for all graduating LEC, not just only any specific LEC. So it should be a general, we can say, public goods for LEC who are graduating. So, and it is noticed under the UN among 44 LECs currently at stage, not many LEC are graduating every year. So only a few reach the criteria accessed by CDP of the UN ECOSOC in New York. So it should be a prize. We should be proud of those graduating LEC, and graduation is, we can consider as an incredible effort commitment by the respective countries and supported by partners. So therefore, we encourage expanding support the graduating LEC without also limiting the number. Of course, in the program itself, you put at least two or three. So somehow, I believe we should not limit those numbers. It should be to all of them, because sometimes they're not graduating, so there will not be a number of the indicators there. So they deserve to have a holistic, smooth graduation package. And we, of course, we need more resource and a collective membership support to this kind of incredible exercise by those graduating LECs. And additionally, we urge UNCTAD to actually support the preparatory work for ministerial meeting of LEC, CIS, and LLEC to ensure the robust outcome at UNCTAD 16, because we consider to have, of course, LEC or CIS and LEC ministerial meetings at ministerial level before the UNCTAD 16 would be more conducive or more fruitful outcome that we can bring it to UNCTAD 16 in Vietnam. So in addition to the preference utilization rate program, which is supported by UNCTAD as well, we noted UNCTAD valuable assistance in what Paul just mentioned about the rule of origin negotiation at the WTO. The executive training in Florence support this kind of work, and also particularly in Cambodia recently, we received support from UNCTAD and ADB to train around at least 30 negotiators at the capital on rule of origin negotiations. And of course, at the capital, we received support to enact a rule of origin law in Cambodia, so which enhance our capacity and regulatory framework in the field. And this is just to highlight a few in Cambodia, for example. In addition to that, since we have the POA, DPOA for LEC, we have the ABAS for CIS, but we haven't had a new update for a PIC program of action for LLEC. So we're looking toward to see the upcoming product for the LLEC as well. With that, I thank you so much, Dr. Paul and Mr. President and colleagues here.